Primary elections took place across Colorado on Tuesday, and most of the unofficial results are in. State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer won the Republican nomination for the 8th Congressional District. The recently created district spans from Commerce City up to Greeley. Areas included are Adams, Laramie, and Weld counties. Kirkmeyer served as a Weld County Commissioner and represents Colorado's 23rd District. She will be up against Yadira Caraveo, who ran uncontested in the Democratic primary. Caraveo currently represents District 31 in the Colorado House of Representatives. The U.S. House of Representatives race for the new district is anticipated to be among the most contested in the country. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, an avid Trump supporter and far-right Republican candidate, won her seat Tuesday for the Colorado's 3rd District. At a rally Sunday, Boebert said she was tired of the separation of church and state junk. Boebert, who outspent her Republican opponent, will face Democratic opponent Don Corum this fall. Colorado's gubernatorial race will pit Democratic incumbent and sitting governor Jared Polis against a large University of Colorado Board of Regents member, Heidi Ganell. Ganell defeated Republican challenger Greg Lopez, a former mayor of Parker and proponent of unproven claims of fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Lopez wasn't the only Republican challenger to lose in Tuesday's primaries. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, arguably the most visible election fraud conspiracy theorist holding office in Colorado, lost her bid to run on the Republican ticket for Colorado Secretary of State. Republican Pam Anderson, a former Jefferson County clerk, will challenge Democratic incumbent Secretary of State Jenna Griswold in the November general election. Another election denier, Ron Hanks, lost in the Republican primary to Denver businessman Joe O'Dea for the chance to run against Democratic incumbent Michael Bennett for one of two Colorado Senate seats. Hanks was present at the pro-Trump rally in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, but denies entering the Capitol grounds. Here in Boulder County, unofficial results posted at 1 a.m. show Louisville Mayor Ashley Stoltzman holding a thin lead over Elena Shively for the Democratic nomination for the open Boulder County Commissioner seat. Curtis Johnson currently holds a wide margin of victory in his primary race for the office of Boulder County Sheriff. Curtis was endorsed by a longtime county sheriff, Joe Paley. The CU Boulder Hall of Fame inducts superfans. KGNU's Kiara Damare has more.
The University of Colorado Boulder's Athletic Department announced the opening of a legacy wing in their Athletic Hall of Honor. On Monday, the university announced that famous fans, the Twins, Peggy Copham and the late Betty Hoover, are the first inductees. The Twins hold the record for attending the most CU games ever, and they were always spotted wearing matching outfits and holding gold pom-poms. CU Athletic Director Rick George told Copman, "It's a tremendous honor for you and Betty, and we want to protect your legacy for what the two of you have meant to our athletic department for decades." For KGNU, I'm Kiara Damare.
An emergency ordinance will allow Broomfield police officers to enforce restrictions on open burning and was passed unanimously at Tuesday's Broomfield City Council meeting. This comes before the 4th of July holiday to encourage people to refrain from using fireworks and other outdoor burning activities. According to the ordinance memo, state restrictions will prohibit outdoor burning in certain circumstances, but they do not allow Broomfield officers the ability to enforce or monitor them. Monitoring and enforcing laws that restrict dangerous outdoor burning is important to maintain and lowering the risk of wildfires within Broomfield, the memo says. The goal of the Broomfield officers will be to gain voluntary compliance when violations are reported. But citations will now be optional under this ordinance. In Boulder, it is a high of 88 and a low of 59. In Denver, it's a high of 92 and a low of 65. In Fort Collins, it's a high of 91 and a low of 56. Expect cloudy conditions across the Front Range today and some isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. For KGNU, I'm Nicole Rubin.